Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. Hello again, everyone. I'm John Ray, your host, and we've moved. We're inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful downtown Alpharetta, and we love our new home. More on that as we go along here, folks, in coming episodes. We've got Ken Davis from Renaissance Bank will be joining us in a future episode to talk about our partnership, but we are excited about this new home and our new partnership with the great folks at Renaissance Bank. Let's move on, though, to our guest today, Alan Crow. Alan is with Room to Work. Alan, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us all about Room to Work.
So Room to Work kind of started very much like a lot of businesses as a particular concern point based on other work that I was already doing. So it was based on kind of my history of working with small contractors and working with my own personal business that I ran for 16 years. And the idea sort of came out of creating a space for people who have started a business at home and are ready to sort of outgrow that particular setup. And so there was a very small amount, a tiny, non-existent amount of space. If you wanted to get out of your garage, out of your basement with storage needs, as well as your office needs, and get into a commercial space. And so doing that particular jump meant that you would get into a commercial space that was thousands of square feet with a multi-year lease requirements and personal guarantees. And what Room to Work tries to do is blend a lot of the elements of co-working space with self storage space, with business incubator, and pull it all together under one roof to help business owners as they grow their business, look bigger, feel bigger, and basically run their business better.
Now, there are different concepts like this around the country, maybe onesies and twosies, shall we say, right? But nothing exactly like this in the Alpharetta, Johns Creek, North Fulton area.
Well, if it exists, I haven't been able to find it. So
and
I did a
looked,
lot.
You've looked.
I've done a lot of looking. I've even hired people to help me look. So the idea of blending co-working, in which globally there's about 14,000 co-working spaces around the world, ranging from what you referred to as the sort of onesie twosie, people who started a little group in an old house kind of thing, all the way up to some of the mega giants that are billion-dollar valuations now. But the idea of blending a lot of these elements together of shared workspace with the warehousing storage component of things doesn't seem to exist at this point. And so to the best of my knowledge, we are either the first or one of the first that's going to bring these components together nationally and certainly here locally in Atlanta.
Okay, so talk about what the ideal customer. I mean, you mentioned businesses that are coming out of their home.
Yes.
I'm assuming these are businesses that have some sort of storage component, a product component to their business, maybe, and they need more storage than what that garage is currently providing, maybe.
So the idea of starting a business at home, there's roughly 68% of all businesses, ranging from Amazon and Apple to Bob's Plumbing, start at home. And some of those people want to stay exactly there. They're there because they want that particular flexibility in their day or they're taking care of a loved one. But a lot of businesses are structured that's the most economical place to start. And as they grow their business, they need that sort of next step. And that's a really hard step, growing from one employee or no employees to one employee, or growing from taking up space in your garage, in your basement, to getting into that first commercial space. And so we're not really focused specifically on the idea of serving a specific type of business as much as we are focused on a particular mindset of they're ready to move to that next level and they need a storage component. Although we have spaces that are designed around people who don't need storage, the primary hook here, the unique differentiator for Room to Work is that ability to handle storage and shipments and that that particular aspect of a business for equipment, inventory, that sort of thing.
And obviously, if I'm a business like what you describe and, I'm in a self-storage unit currently, I don't have all the accoutrements of co-working, obviously.
That's true. And one of the interesting numbers that I came up with during some of the early research is that roughly 30% of self-storage, now this is a $30 billion industry, roughly 30% of self-storage facilities are used by businesses, specifically small businesses and independent contractors and things along that line. So there's really a large amount of storage requirements for small businesses that aren't being met. And when you combine that with the idea that self-storage facilities aren't really set up to run a business. In some locales, they're not even zoned for running a business. Many of them don't have power inside for charging equipment or for doing computers or any of that sort of thing. So there's certainly a use that people have identified of, I need storage beyond my home office, but there's not a real good way to get that. I need a shipment delivered. I've had trucks showing up at my doorstep. There's all of those kind of components that we can bring in an aggregated environment of a space, co-working space or shared space, like a room to work would do for them.
Okay, now you've touched a nerve here with me, a good nerve, because you're talking about services now. You're not just talking about giving me storage space. You mentioned taking deliveries.
Yes.
You're offering services here. That's pretty cool.
So the services side of it, so in the very, very beginning, the very first iterations of what this concept would become was very much pure space. It was a warehousing space, a meeting space, an office space, and what happened during the course of the research is we uncovered a very harsh reality that 20% of small businesses fail in the first 2 years. 50% of small businesses fail in the first 5 years. And there's a lot of reasons that go into that, and you can find data all over the web relating to this. But what we realized is that making that transition from one person to two people to three to four and growing your business, doing all of the work where you're having to be there to take a delivery as well as sell the job and deliver the job and do, no matter what kind of business you're in, trying to do all of those aspects becomes very, very difficult. So we sort of latched onto the idea that one of the ways that we can make the greatest impact for businesses, particularly small business owners, is to provide the services on a very fractional level. We're calling it sort of fractional employees. So whether you need a bookkeeping help or you need admin help or you need somebody to receive your shipments for you so that you don't have to be at home to get them, any of those types of things become part of services that make a lot of sense when you pull businesses together in an aggregated environment like a shared workspace that don't make sense when you're an independent sitting at home waiting for some truck driver to show up with your delivery.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you touched on something with me because I can imagine, I mean, I don't have this kind of business, but for those that are taking a lot of deliveries at home and have to worry about to have that taken off your plate and have somebody else taking the deliveries that are constantly coming, that's quite a nice service to have.
It's a lot of different elements to it, and that's certainly the one that I have experience with, and it's one that I've worked with people who have experience with, where contractors or people who are doing inventory-based businesses, e-commerce-type businesses, the simple ability for us to meet the truck, for the truck to unload, we'll take your stuff, put it away into a pallet rack, we've got all of the equipment to manage your inventory, secure it for you. You continue doing what you do best, and we sort of work on taking over the pieces that you hate. And there's always, you know, no matter what got you started in a business, there's always going to be these components of running your business that you dread, that you hate, that you postpone, that you wish you could offload on someone else. And that's the piece that we're trying to fill in, is that back office side of the business that isn't your passion. And so things like taking deliveries or doing your bookkeeping become part of those services that make sense. Again, bringing them together in an aggregated environment with 20 or so different companies is very economical to do versus trying to find it all on your own.
We're speaking with Alan Crow, and Alan is the owner of Room to Work. You mentioned your experience that you bring to this new venture, Alan. Give us a little sense of what that is.
So back in 2000, I actually started a company called SpecPoint, which was a manufacturer's rep firm that dealt with the security industry specifically. And I've worked on projects as varied as local universities all the way up to international facilities that were high security facilities for the federal government. And in the process of doing a lot of that work, we not only dealt with our own personal needs for space and storage and demo gear and things along that line, but a lot of the small contractors that we worked with also had a lot of this particular struggle of finding a space, having employees come to their house, being able to manage the flow of getting stuff in, receiving it, getting it to the job site, all of that sort of stuff. And a lot of my experience comes from that contracting world, but the idea behind Room to Work isn't purely contracting. It really does go across a wide variety of industries. In fact, when we did some of the early research and marketing for this, we were getting people in as diverse as a set designer who needed space to store their sets for different plays, to reclaimed wood storage, to e-commerce, to a local nonprofit that wanted space so that they could store all of their stuff for dog rescues and pet rescues. So there's a wide variety of just bizarre uses that came out of the woodwork for people that were running businesses I had no idea about that need storage as a component of what they're doing.
So talk a little bit about the area that you're in, because I know the stats are very compelling in terms of the number of home-based businesses that exist in the Roswell, Alpharetta, Johns Creek area.
I consider myself extremely fortunate to live in the North Fulton area, because there are so many small businesses, and I'm really trying not to use the word small, because small business to the government refers to anybody under 500 employees, which we're really talking about businesses that are in that zero employee to 10 employee kind of range. So it's really that area that's kind of a very large but often forgotten group of small businesses that is a few employees growing. Every single addition, every single job gets handled by a very, very small number of people who don't necessarily have a title. They have an overall responsibility for the job. And so we're trying to focus our efforts around those people. And there is a great number of businesses. In fact, when I pulled information from the local Chamber of Commerce, from the city of Roswell, from the city of Alpharetta, there's somewhere north of 6,000 businesses in this area that fit that 0 to 4, 0 to 10 employee range of businesses. So I'm very, very fortunate to live in an area where it is such a high density of small businesses that are potential members and users of a space like this.
Okay, so if I'm interested in what you've got to offer, Alan, how does it work? Do I have to get both a co-working membership and storage? Can I get one or the other? How does it work? How does it break down?
So there have been so many different iterations of what we could possibly do with this. And I think this is a good point to sort of bring up that this first location that we're doing, which is on Mansell Road in Roswell, right? It's actually in Alpharetta and Roswell, depending on it's on the line. So it is a space that we're considering the lab. So there's a whole lot of figuring out that is going on with this first location. And one of that is, what's the best way to do this? Because we fully envision people coming to the space as pure office space, people coming to the space just to do meetings as more of a virtual type, or having that just the shipping services side of it. Some of them will be that need the storage component. So we've tried to make options available that are based around that virtual office option, based around a true dedicated desk option, an office option, and then the storage component gets added on. So it's not that there's a specific way that it will work. It is a small collection of options that you can put together in an a la carte style, but everything is grouped under one number. There's no extra cost for printing or coffee or any of those sorts of things.
Okay, so sounds like the best thing to do is give you a call, check the website, be in touch, and you can walk folks through the options that they have.
So I would tell you that the thing that I would really love from people is certainly to give us a call, come see the space, see if it fits what they are doing, which is a core of what we're trying to offer, is what is it that's really needed in the workspace. And all of the experience that I've poured into Room to Work is based on my personal experience. What I want to get through this first location as we sort of grow the membership and begin to develop more and more of these locations is what is needed. So what helps me is to have people say, I really need it to look like this, and then we can start putting that together. So I'm not opposed to working with people in any way that they need help. It is how do we put it together in a way that makes sense without and still maintain the cost structure of being very, very economical for people to operate their business.
Okay, so you're offering office and meeting and warehouse space. What else do you have in mind?
So, again, the whole idea around aggregating these businesses together is that we can do things in a together shared space type of model that they can't necessarily do on their own or isn't practical to do on their own. And so one of the ones that I'm really excited about is that we actually have built into the space. It won't open for another few months, but it is a podcast studio that will book just like the meeting rooms will book. So you'll be able to come in and book time, whether it's your side hustle type of job or you are an active podcaster and looking for a space. It is designed studio space. It is a dual glass windows. It is double layers of sheetrock. It is, I could geek out with you on what we went into to put this space together, but it is a all the time, always ready digital podcast with mix minus and all the things that you would sort of want to put together a local or call-in type of podcast show. And it will be one of those resources that people have available on demand.
That sounds cool. Obviously, we're all in favor of that at Business Radio X. You won't get any of the pushback here on the whole attraction of podcasts. But you also mentioned other services that you'll be offering, like bookkeeping.
Correct.
And so forth. You want to detail what some of those might be?
So initially, we're working with third-party contractors to bring in a vetted group of services. And the idea is to bring together, and what we offer those contractors is the ability to have a group of people that are all at one location. It makes it easier for them to service them, to come in and meet with them and work with them. But the idea is to bring together these services so that you can start to offload things and get your life back, kind of thing. So if you've started a small business, which I imagine the vast majority of your listeners have, you end up in that phase where you're doing everything, where you're staying up late at night and you're putting together your invoices or you're doing your quotes, you're doing delivery of services during the day, and you're trying to get to that point where you can add a person or grow a little bit, and it becomes extremely difficult. I've certainly been through that stage a couple of times, and it's the idea behind the services, and we're starting with bookkeeping, admin, and logistics, with the idea that those are the most prevalent needs for the people that are related to storage to this type of space. Those would be the most relevant ones.
Oh, come on. All small businesses just love to do their own bookkeeping, right? Ha, ha, ha.
I'm not even sure bookkeepers love to do bookkeeping. Yeah. So.
Sometimes that's true, depending on how messy those books are. But anyway, yeah, no, all that makes a lot of sense. But one question about the storage, it just occurred to me, not sure we covered, is just the different size options that you have. Because I could see somebody coming at you with some pretty big requests, maybe, for what they're looking for.
They are. And so, again, keeping in mind that this first location is the lab. It is the very first location. And keeping in mind that landlords, this is a lease space, but landlords are not that keen on leasing tens of thousands of square feet to startup businesses, which we are. So we have a fairly small space. The total space size is about 6,000 square feet. A little over 2,000 of that is committed to warehouse. We do have some other options on site for expanding the warehouse. But right now, we're going to be really focused on those people that have smaller, they might be in self-storage type facilities. They might have transient storage needs where they have stuff coming in and going out. But you are able to rent space based on a pallet rack at a time. So we have the ability to service a pallet rack. So rather than spreading out all over the floor, you're taking vertical space. And we can put in as many shelves as you need that make sense. We can service those shelves. So each one of the pallet racks would handle about the equivalent of a 10 by 10 storage unit. The biggest difference is everything's about 3 feet away from you. So you can climb the little warehouse ladder and get to anything very quickly. It's very well organized, and you're only paying for the space that you're using from that standpoint. So if you needed three pallet racks, you could get three, and then in the summer you drop down to one. And so we can be very, very flexible with how you utilize that space, and then everything is caged off so that it's secure and nobody's able to get into it.
So am I able to is there a work area, I guess is the question, for me to work with the inventory or the contents of my storage unit? Let's say I've got packages to put together or something like that. Do I have an area where I can work with the contents of my storage unit?
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get you into our focus group on where we're going with all of this kind of stuff, because the idea is, yes, there will be. There is not in this current one, really, because of the space limitations that we have for this. But the long-term goal for what this space can become gets into small production areas. So I'm sort of putting together the ideas around 20 by 30-foot production areas. So if you're doing very light commercial work. We've had people come up that are doing custom t-shirts and things along that line. That's a light commercial type of use. It would very much fit into what we're doing. Even people that are looking for space to do their own private wood shops are doing custom cabinetry. And so there's a lot of directions that this concept can actually go to provide that space in aggregate that you can't do individually or doesn't make sense individually. So yes, the idea is very much to have space available for people that are doing that type of work. I've in my previous company, I gave warehouse space to a nonprofit who did backpacks for Haiti. And so they would come in and they would use the warehouse, set it up for the day. They would pack all of their backpacks and send it off. And I want to bring that type of model back where you can come in, you can book a room for a few days, do all of your production work, put the stuff on the shelf, and then it's ready to ship out again.
Sounds great. Now, as we do this show, it's mid-May 2019. You're about to open. You haven't quite opened yet, right? You've got a grand opening coming up here in a couple of weeks.
We have an opening coming up in just a couple of weeks. We're waiting for the office glass to go in. So that is on order and being manufactured. There's a couple of specialties, particularly for like the podcast studio requires special glass for that type of setup. So that's probably another 5 to 10 days away from getting all of that in. But we're looking at an early June open. Which will basically throw open the doors for people to find their space and claim their spot and start working a little bit easier, a little bit better, a little more professional look without meeting in coffee shops.
That sounds like a great concept, and it sounds like folks better get with you sooner rather than later, because it's 6,000 square feet and the kind of demand you may potentially have here, you could fill up fast.
I would not be opposed to that.
I'm sure you won't.
The idea, this first location really is designed around 20 companies physically in the space with the ability to support more companies in virtual mode, which they would be there for meeting space and take shipping deliveries and things like that, but not have a physical presence at the location. But if this truly takes off the way that we've had a lot of discussions about and a lot of the feedback that that we've gotten from people, the idea would be that this would become a multi-location type of concept. So if it works here in Roswell, it starts looking like it will work in a lot of locales that have a small business epicenter.
So folks, check it out. Room to work, room the number two, work. Alan, for those that want more information, how do they be in touch with you?
So there's obviously a couple of different ways to get in touch with us. We have a website at roomtowork.com, again, with the number 2 in the middle. They can reach out to me directly at acrow, A-C-R-O-W-E, at roomtowork.com. They can reach us by phone at 470-721-0606. Or they can just stop by. I'm there most days, and would gladly gladly give you the tour of the space.
You are taking orders. Brand new business, right? You've got your order pad ready and ready to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations. I know you've had a long road to get to this point, and it's hard to open space like this, right? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, so congratulations.
One of the funniest elements of doing this is we were the whole idea is to create a space for small businesses that had struggled to find a space. Mm-hmm. We actually struggled for more than a year looking for space that fit the particular requirements, because there's the warehouse component, the office component, and even the parking component factors into finding a space that allows small businesses to project the image that they want to have out to the world, and then allows us to service them in a way that's economical and beneficial.
Well, Alan, congratulations on getting this point, and all
Thank
the
you.
Best. Alan Crow, he's the owner of Room to Work here in the Roswell, North Fulton area. Check him out, www.room2work.com. Folks, speaking of services, Alan mentioned services that small business needs, and if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks and bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, putting on a workshop, well, I've got an answer for you. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. It's your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.C. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. So, folks, this may be our first show in our new studio inside Renaissance Bank, but we've got a whole archive of about 140 or so shows that we've done here at North Fulton Business Radio. We just celebrated our third anniversary of shows in this studio, the North Fulton studio of Business Radio X. So check us out. North Fulton Business Radio X.com. Not only the archive of shows we have, but we produce a number of other great shows from great business leaders here in the North Fulton area. So, for my guest, Alan Crow, I'm John Ray, your host. Join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.